I'm Amy DeWitt. I am an associate professor here at Shepherd in the sociology department. I teach sociology.
And you have a friend this semester. Tell us about your friend.
I do. This is Luther, and I am raising him for Guiding Eyes for the Blind. They own him. And I got custody, or I started fostering him, I guess, in December. And he will probably return early next year to New York. So my role in raising the puppy is socialization. Hopefully he'll find his true career path, which is to be a guide dog for the blind. And my role is to socialize him so he learns basic skills like sitting and heeling and staying, and also house manners. So he can't obviously get on any counters. He has to wait before he's allowed to eat. He's got to be really calm, or as calm as possible. And then he's got to know what he can and cannot play with, because if he does go to someone who's visually impaired and he steals their shoes playing, they could be hours late for work. So he really has to learn proper house manners. He has to learn how to greet people politely without jumping on them. And that is one of his biggest weaknesses, is he's a very friendly dog and loves people and loves saying hi.
So basically, what made you decide to do this?
I have always wanted to be a part of this program. When I was a teenager, I saw a film on the first guide dog, who was a German Shepherd. And I've always been fascinated with these service dogs and what they're able to provide. And I always wanted to work with them, but my path went in a different direction. I just started looking online about the breed a couple of years ago and found out that there was a puppy raising program in this area. And I thought, well, if I can't really train these puppies, maybe I could just socialize one and raise them for a year. And if I enjoyed it, I can continue doing it. Because there are puppy raisers in our program who are on their 20th dog, mm-hmm. Because every year they just exchange it for a new puppy. One thing that they appreciate is not all puppy raisers can bring their puppy to a work environment. So he's getting a little bit extra in coming to an office. He's been to a couple of classes and just laid down in front of the classroom. But I also respect the fact that there's some people who are afraid of dogs, and so I don't really want to, you know, put them in any kind of discomfort. So I am aware of that. He does stay right here sometimes when I'm teaching class. He will just stay in my office while I'm working, sleep under the desk, and then we go on a long walk around campus in the morning, and we do an afternoon walk in the park. Mm-hmm. So he gets a lot of exercise, but he's got to learn, in case he goes to someone who is in a workplace, that sometimes during the day it's going to be a little boring.
I know he stays in your office and goes mm-hmm. to class sometimes, but what kind of reactions do you get from people?
Shepherd University, the community, has been so incredibly supportive. So even in the morning when I walk around, some of the hardest working people are landscaping and our grounds crew. They know Luther. They have talked to Luther. They've met Luther. They wave at Luther and me as we walk around the campus. So that's been great. He goes to meetings. I'm on the admissions and credits meeting. I'm on faculty senate. And he goes, and sometimes it's a little bit hard to get him to calm down, but oftentimes he'll just sleep through the meeting. And they've been very supportive of that. He's been to the library, walking around the library, sort of getting that experience. We go into the ram's den, and students see him all the time when he's in the vest, which he always is. People seem to be very respectful and ask if they can pet him. So it's been a great experience. And I think it takes a village, or at least it takes a shepherd community, but they're really helping.
Have you enjoyed this experience? You said it's your first time, so how's it been for you?
It's a challenge, I will say that. When they're very young, it's a little bit hard to juggle working. Getting him out in the middle of the night when he was a puppy, and getting to class, and making sure I had time between classes to get him out, that was a little bit difficult. But the rewards are just so phenomenal, and I really hope he succeeds in the program. Nothing would make me prouder.